This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Final hour on a Friday. We got Dolphins football. We got Canes football. It's all happening for us, baby. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast. We're checking for a crater. Doral Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. I had an extra Doral in there just for good measure.
All right.
Yep. Did you just what do you got there?
I just like the sound and I miss it, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about the competitors because you know it's not a Celsius. But I just miss.
I think you can talk about that right now. That's fine. I don't think we're doing it. What do you got?
I'm a Red Bull guy now. I mean, until Celsius comes back, of course. You know.
I got you. Listen, but, we're running low on that supply. That's for sure.
I know. It's
like but it is almost cat season as well. Mm-hmm. By the way, can I? You know, I got a thing that actually bothered me. Believe it or not, I actually have a football Friday hockey take.
Wow.
Wow. You would chew me out if I.
Okay.
I absolutely would not. If you had a hockey take today, I would absolutely not. You don't, but I mean, do you have a hockey take?
No, it's football season.
There you go. I mean, you were getting mad at me for talking Eurobasket, which, by the way, 5 a.m. tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, Sweden takes on Turkey. All right. Pelle Larsson has been on a roll. Sweden has not, but he statistically has been on a roll in the knockout stage. And then, of course, we have Serbia versus, speaking of the Panthers, Finland at 2:45.
Yeah. He's already talking in accent while talking about this, by the way.
So, Jennifer.
Yep.
You know what bothers me? We were talking about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, I'll relate it to football, Leroy. We were talking about Jalen Hurts, right? And how he's disrespected because even as winning the championship.
And outplaying Patrick Mahomes in both Super Bowls.
And now and is getting overlooked by bums like Justin Herbert, right?
Right.
Well, NHL Network did their rankings of the top 10 goalies.
Oh no.
And these mother effers, okay, they had the audacity, and may I say the audacity to rank Sergei Bobrovsky fourth on the goalies in the NHL currently.
I thought you were going to say he wasn't in the top
Fourth?
I thought you were going to say he wasn't in the top 10.
That's still disrespectful.
Still disrespectful.
Four?
Back-to-back championships. Sergei Bobrovsky. By the way, they made it clear. This is top 10 goalies right now. Okay? So I find this absolutely disrespectful that the network of the league, who, by the way, has already disrespected the Panthers by putting us on during rush hour to open the season, they put Sergei Bobrovsky fourth behind Igor Shesterkin, who, by my last count, did he not beat in a playoff series 2 years ago? He did. Then Andre Vasilevsky, who, yeah, a distinguished champion, except when he's getting his ass kicked by Sergei Bobrovsky. And then, I got to tell you, I am so sick of this Connor Hellebuck coming out here and getting all these awards and accolades. This dude is a regular season goalie, never shows up in the playoffs. Winnipeg wants to send his ass back to America. And if I see him atop a list one more time, I am going to freak out. But the fact that you have the cajones to put Sergei Bobrovsky behind some regular season run-of-the-mill goalie and two dudes who he's wiped the floor with, what's the point of lists? I really just want to know, what's the point of lists? If you're not going to do lists and the results that you watch in front of your eyes don't matter, at what point, do tell Leroy, at what point do the results of sports actually matter that Sergei Bobrovsky is behind them on any list? Ridiculous.
I would say this. You tend to get a little carried away with some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
is this being carried away?
Yes.
He's just looking for justice.
Yes.
For our boy.
He got justice. Two rings.
Along with disrespect.
Yeah. Apparently.
A lot of times in these things, and I've seen it voted on before, you're just looking at the numbers. You may have seen a couple of games. So, like, there's that. Sometimes you have more.
I'm glad that his signal crapped out.
You know what?
I'm glad that his signal crapped out finally at a useful time.
I
in
look
the show.
At this. Beautiful. He's
so good. Okay, no. Hunting. I will not allow you to disrespect my boy when he's
just enough of him already. Just good. I'm glad the internet shut him up.
Wow.
It's ridiculous. And like, they just look at the numbers. Let me ask you something. I don't know about you guys, but in what world have we started weighing regular season over playoff runs, especially ones that go as long as this one has for Sergei Bobrovsky? Three straight runs to the Stanley Cup final, two championships, and you're putting a Hellebuck above him? Get the hell out of here. Sick of this. Shesterkin kicked his ass. Vasilevsky washed. I think he's younger than Bob. But the point is, Bob's gotten the better of him. It's enough already. Enough of Vasilevsky. Dude was one and done. First round, kick him out. And they're like, oh, you know, Bob's his numbers don't really stack up from the regular season. Yeah, you want to know why? Doesn't need to. I'm sorry. When you're going to the championship every year, you'll excuse us if we're cruise controlling it a little bit. It's so silly. It's so dumb. This guy is the bar none number one goalie in all of the NHL. And they continue to disrespect him and act like he's the system quarterback of something of this team. They treat him like Jalen Hurts. That's what they do. They treat Sergei Bobrovsky like he's Jalen Hurts. It's ridiculous. He is the system. In fact, the only thing that's ever going to derail the Panthers is if Sergei Bobrovsky all of a sudden turns into a 37-year-old, which he won't. Because he's swimming in Russian rivers at 5:30 in the morning, right as the season ends.
Is he? Wow.
I mean, according to his dad, he is. I don't know.
I believe it, though. Why would his
Papa
dad lie?
Bob wouldn't lie.
No need. By the way, it's like storming by me, so I imagine it's storming by Leroy. I don't expect this to get better.
I apologize that hockey took over on a football Friday. It got my blood boiling.
No, don't apologize.
This is boiling.
And I missed the cats. I missed the cats, yeah, you know?
Me too.
Did you guys see Norman Powell arrived at the Heat facility?
No.
Yeah. Yep. Spo looked pretty smitten. Smitten like a kitten.
I want to trick Norman Powell.
Why?
He hasn't met us or met me yet. So on media day, I want to dress up as a male cheerleader and tell him the Miami Heat have male cheerleaders and do a routine for him.
How about if you show up once every month, you don't do things that annoy people?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to let me in the building.
Nah, I don't think that's going to happen. Idiot. Oh man, we'll take a break and I'll get to that carnival barker Florio coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, how would you like to have a chance to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? It could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins, Zach Sealer. He's on board to speak at a school. Go to WQAM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for a chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer. We'll speak to the students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com and check that on out. In the meanwhile, let's get to a little 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to us by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. You familiar with the workings of a carnival barker named Mike Florio, Leroy?
I am. He's most people think he's a bit of a heat Dolphins hater.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I'd call him a Dolphins hater, but I definitely feel like, you know, he's been doing that hit with Joe Rose forever. I think he's been doing that for like years since the website first came out. Mm-hmm. I feel like he knew he was going to go on in Miami this week and it was like, I'm going to make everybody upset. That's kind of what I felt like when he put the Dolphins at 29th in his power rankings.
29th.
He was on. So this was him this morning with Joe answering for his crimes. And he believes that the Miami Dolphins are on the brink of implosion.
Out of line. And Tyreek Hill spent the offseason trying to put the toothpaste back in the tube. And I don't buy it. You know, you talked about A.J. Brown, one catch for 8 yards. If Tyreek Hill has one catch for 8 yards week one and week two and week three, and if the Dolphins are 2-5 at some point, I think he's the candidate to be the Devontae Adams this year. I've told you that before. Yeah. I think he could get traded by the deadline if the Dolphins have fallen apart, because he's not going to be on the team next year, not at that salary. So I think that it's a very real possibility, and I just don't buy where things are right now. And they could, and again, feel free to prove me wrong, but I had to put somebody at 29, and I just think the Dolphins are teetering on the edge of a possible implosion. Maybe they won't, but if I had to bet one way or the other, I'd say that's what's coming. And I know it's hard to hear when your team's 0-0 and you've convinced yourself they're going to be good. Let's see. Somebody's not going to be good.
Here's the thing that I don't get, though. Okay, like the A.J. Brown thing with Jalen Hurts has literally been a thing since A.J. Brown's been an Eagle. Like, there's always been a case of A.J. Brown not getting enough targets. He's not his favorite thing to do. Like, the best thing that team does is run the football. They got Saquon Barkley. They got Jalen Hurts doing his tush push. And then, like, they almost use their wide receivers as complementary pieces. Like, the Miami Dolphins with Tua and Tyreek, that's been the engine of the offense since forever. There's never been a case of Tua not relying on Tyreek Hill when he can rely on Tyreek Hill. They don't have that same rapport. So I just don't think it's a good comparison.
I would say that I get where he's coming from, but here's the problem with that. I think that team last year, with that many injuries, with that many just things going on during the season, hell, by the way the season started, that was the worst that they could do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
To think that that team that seems a little more organized, a little more focused on what their attack is going to be, I find that hard to believe.
Here's more of Mike Florio. This is why he ranked the Dolphins 29th.
Because I'm dumb. Oh, sorry. No, I got the real idea.
He got it stirred up down here. Of all the people that come out with power rankings, and people are talking about Mike Florio, a pro football. You must know this. South Florida must let you know. 29th in the power rankings for this upcoming season.
What was the old Steve Urkel line? Did I do that?
29th, Mike. Come on.
Joe, I just don't buy the whole we're going to do things different. I don't buy it. They got to prove it to me. So they start in the spot that they deserve based upon, number one, how they finished last year, number two, where they currently are, number three, whether or not I believe they're in a position to make themselves better. And they can play their way out of it. Somebody had to be 29. Somebody had to be 1. Somebody had to be 7. Somebody had to be 32. So that's the way it goes. But I just am skeptical that this latest effort to change is going to make a difference. And, you know, we talk about the stuff and we hear about the stuff all the time with Tyreek and Tua, and they were at it again this week. I got perturbed that they played the it was blown out of proportion card. I'm sure you guys played that sound.
Yes.
From those guys. Like, we went back and looked at what Tua said about Tyreek when he said it. Nothing was blown out of proportion. It was blown properly into proportion. It was exactly what he said. We made a big deal about it because it was a big deal for a quarterback to call out his teammate the way that he did and to say what needed to be said. We supported Tua when he said what he said.
I mean, but here's the thing. You guys literally blow everything Tua says out of proportion. Like, for Tua to grade what you guys think you're blowing out of proportion, not everything the guy has done since he's walked into the league has been blown out of proportion. Literally everything.
Everything.
Everything. You're going on a guy who probably has a warped perspective on all this stuff because everything that he says just gets blown to the sky. And I got to be honest with you. I do think it was blown out of proportion because nobody listened to the first part of what Tua said when he said those comments, when he was talking about Tyreek being as vulnerable as he's ever been, being a changed guy, being, you know, more with his teammates in the entire time. We only took the back half of that stuff that he was talking about.
And well, it's one of those situations where you only pick what you want people to hear to make your point.
Right. I just think that this is, you know, I just think this rift that everybody thinks they're going to have. The Dolphins may stink. Look, I'm not going to. There is that possibility. We'll leave the door open, Leroy. Let's just leave the door open, though, with the possibility. Hey, they may stink, but they're not going to stink because of relationship between the quarterback and the wide receiver. If they stink, it's because Patrick Paul and Jonas Avayanaya and the line fell apart and Tua was unable to be protected again, or the cornerback problem was too big and there's too many young guys they're leaning on. Those could be reasons, but this infighting between the two, but between the quarterback and the wide receiver, is not going to be the reason they're not good. And that keeps being thrown as the reason they're going to be one of the worst teams in the league. And I think it's dumb. It's not sound logic.
You think they put a memo out for all quarterbacks, like the 32 quarterbacks, put a memo out and say, don't get too crazy over your wide receiver. They all do it. We all have one.
Right. You know, like, it's one of these things, like, where it's crazy to me. And I haven't, and this is the number one reason everybody keeps coming back to it. Not, I think it's even fair if you threw, hey, you want to know why I have 29th? Tua, he's going to get hurt at some point. But that's not even the reason.
Right.
Nobody keeps saying it. Everybody's just like, nah, they hate each other. It's going to be a problem.
Is he British?
I got to tell you. Hey, I will say this, though. Tua has been a little more disgusted than normal about the whole situation, right? And it's kind of like Tyreek has to work himself back in with the trust. It's not the other way around. Everybody doesn't have to go out of their way to make Tyreek feel a part of it. Tyreek has to go out of his way to show him that he wants to be a part of it. And I think everybody's handled it fine. I mean, how do you want to handle a player? How do you want your teammates to handle a player that quit on him?
Well, not according to Florio, because he claims that Tyreek Hill is actually really bothered that he's not a captain. Here's the last part from Florio.
I think he was stung by not being a captain. I think he believed by doing everything he did, saying everything he said, coming out and saying, I don't deserve to be a captain. I think he believed he would do enough to re-ingratiate himself to his teammates and get one of those six C's. And I think that maybe it's a splash of cold water to get him to even further commit to being a good teammate, or maybe it just helps lay the foundation for the implosion to come.
Yeah. You want to know what I think? You want to know what I think? I think Tyreek Hill's happy he's not a captain. You want to know why? Captains have to go to more meetings. He hates meetings. Why the hell would he want to go to more meetings? Do you get a bonus for being a captain?
I would say this. If you had named him a captain, it would have almost been a disservice to the other 51 guys on the roster.
Of course you can't be a captain. Sorry. Right. Oh, my feelings are hurt. Get out of here, dude.
And wait, the only guy who's saying that is not down here.
No.
So how much credibility can he get about that situation?
It's old Potster McGee, old Pro Football Feinbaum over here, Mike Florio, a con of a baka. I know that's exactly what he's doing. He wants to enrage me, but I don't care.
This
is right up there with putting Connor Hellebuyck above Sergei Bobrovsky.
But here's the deal. If the Dolphins go out there and play a physical style of football and handle Indy, then it'll all change. This is what we're going to hear on Monday from ESPN, from all the people talking about the game. You know, when Tua plays, they're really good. But there's the dilemma, right? They'll just move it. All the stuff that they're saying right now, they just taking, you know, stabs at it. But in their back pocket, they got the whole Tua injury thing.
Mm-hmm. But Tua and Tyreek have never had that problem with each other. Like, just Tua holding him accountable. It's not even like the Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen thing, where they had a lot of success with one another. But you could always kind of tell, like, whenever Stephon had a bad game, like, he was making a stink about it. Like, we've never had that with Tyreek.
No.
Up until the end when Tua wasn't playing. And then, of course, he tapped out on the season. But he never done it with Tua.
No. Well, because I guess he would always get his.
Yeah. Which he still will. So how many are we thinking this week, Marcos? What was the over-under that we got to get? We got to put some more props in.
Yeah. Well, my 10 legs.
You want him to do more? That wasn't enough?
Hey, we can get to 15.
Talk about greedy on greedy.
Yeah.
I don't like. You're like the gambling judgment fairy. I don't like how you just came in here out of nowhere.
Wow, I love how you have to use the word fairy, huh?
It is, because you kind of like you. You guys are being greedy.
What the hell is that?
You're like our content. You're like Jiminy Cricket.
You. You're welcome.
How did you do that so fast?
We'll take a break. We'll play a little. You're dead to me. To close things out after that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're dead to me. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Let's get to it. You're dead to me. To close things out here on a Friday. It's been good to have Frog Boy back with us here today. If you guys missed any of the show, you guys can download the Tobin on the Road podcast coming your way. How did it feel, Froggy? Did you feel like you had your win today? Like, we just brought you back. I know Darren Waller couldn't get through one practice after all his time away.
True, but you know, when you're a true professional like I am, you're able to just power on through. But no, wow. Honestly, I didn't feel like... I was like, all right, now I'm getting it, but it was the third hour already. So, you know, my apologies for those first 2 hours.
What's up with your hair?
I'm growing it.
It looks like you got a hair hat.
Yeah, you look like you have a coiffed going on there.
Yeah, I got a...
like Squilliam.
You got like somebody handsome coming to the improv you're trying to impress?
No, it's just I'm going to grow this thing out, see how far I get. And unfortunately, since I have just amazing hair... It's like wavy a little bit to the right, so I seem like I'm, you know, like, oh, I gotta get the, you know, I'm like Trevor Lawrence, I just gotta get the hair out of
it. What do you get, like your Jaime Jaquez on? Like, what are you doing?
I don't even know. Trevor Lawrence? Yeah, I'm like, you know, I just got this luscious head of hair here. I gotta.
What?
No, Leroy's frozen. Don't worry about him. He doesn't.
I'm not frozen.
Oh, he's frozen.
No, he's just confused.
I'm
like,
frozen.
I'm disgust.
It scares me like, because really? Sometimes it's kind of like one of those paintings in a movie that like starts talking. You're like, oh, there's secret eyes behind that painting.
Those eyes are following me.
You need to get that internet fixed, dude.
I'll fix it for you, buddy.
The weather's not helping.
Yeah.
The weather is getting pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's who's dead to me. Indianapolis. I hate that city.
You're dead to me.
I'm going to need you guys and the Dolphins to go out there and take care of business. All right? Don't lose.
Nope.
And give them a whooping because I certainly did not enjoy my time there. And it's dead to me. I don't ever want to go back. Leroy?
You're dead to me.
The internet.
Yeah, that's probably.
Rightfully so.
Let me explain something to you.
Probably best.
In order for me to get this fixed, and this is why I'm going to be more annoyed in about an hour, I got to call AT&T. I'm going to have to talk to a robot for 30 minutes.
No.
Right? They're going to make me do a whole bunch of tests that I already did because I'm familiar with their work.
Did you restart?
Yeah.
Did you?
I already did that. Right? So then I'm going to finally talk to somebody. It's going to be the wrong person. Then I'm going to get transferred to the right person. And then they're going to ask me to go through the same steps again. And I'm like, well, I'm like, yeah.
I'm sorry. Jennifer, who's dead to you?
Whoever decided to once again delay the process of that bridge they're building in downtown.
Is that a bridge or just an arch?
So apparently it's a signature bridge. Oh. But however, I don't see the point of it. I don't know if it's going to be.
Nobody was asking for it.
No one asked for this. And that's, it's really true.
How about they do come with the Golden Glades?
Yeah, like you guys realize, you know, look, Mayor Suarez, friend of the show. I don't even know if he's in charge of that, but I'm just going to talk to you because you're the only mayor we have a relationship with. But I don't even understand this. Like, you don't think people know Miami when they go to Miami? Like, why do we need an arch? Like, St. Louis, I understand. Missouri sucks. I can understand why you need arches there. But why do we need arches? We have the ocean. We have bright lights. Everybody knows Miami when they see Miami. Who asked for this stupid arch?
I don't know, but they delayed it till 2029.
So, more traffic down there.
Ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And mind you, every single time I pass by it, there's like some new highway or some sort, like everything is just blocked off. Or
that road's not made, that area is not made to just be building highway.
And no, and the worst part is that there's like merges that are quick merges and like can easily cause so much more accidents because it almost happened on my way to Lady Gaga the other day.
I had to go down there yesterday to pick up Rebecca. And it'll say left. You can make the far left or the quick left. But if you make the quick left, then you can't make the right. It's crazy.
By the way, you guys notice in Leroy's new chair, it looks like he's laying in a hammock all show.
Yes.
It looks significantly more comfy for sure.
This has been you today. We just, you know, just laying. Oh yeah. Shh. Okay. Is that what he's doing? Let's not also mention that
Wait. Let me get this straight.
Okay. Here it goes.
Hold on. Before he did the hammock, this was him the entire show.
Yeah, he was all the way in.
You know what?
What does this do, Leroy?
Shame on all of you.
Why?
Let me say this. 5 years ago, all we needed was good sound. Okay. And it didn't matter what you look like. Now all of a sudden we talking about being in the box and we've been doing this. I think
you would have gotten used to it by now.
I don't know who suggested it, but somebody said the thing we need for you, which is so spot. We just need to get you like a headset. That's what we need. So you can just go wherever you go. You just need an old school radio headset plugged in, and that's your setup.
Old school.
Just bring it. You know, and that's it just goes with you wherever because you're a mover. You like to move. Even when we're in studio, I think we should just go headset on you.
Yeah.
Because you're like bobbing and weaving around the microphone.
He's a mover.
It's in your shoulder. It's crazy. Anyway, who's that to you, Froggy?
Thanks, Jennifer, for bringing that to everybody's attention.
Yikes.
I didn't do it. That was him saying you were in a hammock.
Yesterday, I know you caught the game after the spitting incident, and you kind of alerted all of us to the game. So I assume no one watched the game, but I don't know if you – I mean, from the beginning, I don't know if you guys were able to spot someone else who made a debut yesterday. That was our girl, Hoda.
What?
Yes.
My debt to me goes to each and every one of you stinking Love Island fans that pushed this girl so much. We actually have her explaining the tush push live with her partnership with the NFL now. That is how far we have gotten. Hoda has escaped Love Island and made her way to the NFL.
She also told people to stop complaining.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, I'm happy for Hoda. Don't get me wrong. Like,
oh, I bet you are, dude.
I'm happy for Hoda. That's exactly what she should be doing. That's the whole point of going on Love Island. So getting money from the NFL is great. But
I feel like, who knows, is that like for all the girlfriends who are watching? Because I don't think are there a lot of couples watching with this? I don't know.
Now she's infiltrated football. Now Love Island has
Do you
infiltrated.
Have a problem with women being around football?
Do no. I have a problem with it?
No, Marcos.
Only if their name is Huda.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a problem with Huda being around football, and I'll tell you why. Her talents and her abilities, probably reserved for something else. Being a reality TV star.
You're just upset that it's not around somewhere you would probably attend.
But if she is available, well, you know, there's a big night at Tootsie's coming up next week. Big fight. Not sure if you want to.
So Huda's dead to you?
No, you Love Island fans what? That made Dude. Huda famous.
No, we didn't do it.
No, it was all of you. Every week.
She didn't even win.
Huda this, ace that.
I haven't seen Ace on anything.
I know. Well, look, you know what? He's not good enough for the NFL commercial. Maybe we'll see him during the WNBA playoffs.
I know that Brian was cheating like a dog, though. I mean, he was so obvious during the reunion.
He should be a nomination.
You're dead.
And I knew that Pepe couldn't keep it in his pants. That was obvious from the start. I was like, oh, this dude is going to
cheat.
Well,
you know what? His fumble is TJ's win, I think, because he was spotted.
They're doing it again.
Yeah, she didn't even like Pepe. Like, it didn't even matter. She liked TJ from the start. But I knew Pepe. It didn't even matter. If Pepe would have gone out there with anybody, that Pepe's a cheating dog. You could just tell.
Jeez.
Pepe can't.
No, he is. I mean, that dude's too horny. He's not going to be able to handle it. A Spanish basketball player, a professional Spanish basketball player? Yeah, okay. He's going to handle Long Island. Mm. No, he's actually Spanish. Like, he's from Spain, isn't he?
No, isn't he Cuban?
Didn't he play for Spain?
Yeah, but he played there. I think that he's Cuban.
Oh, okay. Well, I apologize.
He's from California. I'm kidding. He was born in Spain.
You seem to know a lot about this.
No, Pepe was born in Spain.
That's all I know.
He was born in Spain?
Yeah, born in Spain.
I didn't really care too much for him.
Raised in the U.S., played college basketball in California, and now runs miles and miles in our mind every day.
Yeah. Well, what he does is he's picking up double-doubles in the DMs basically every day, because I could tell as soon as that guy left Love Island, he was going to be just knocking them down left and right, like jump shots.
Pepe.
Yep. But Hood is definitely the most famous who's come off that season.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt. Like, if you were going to put somebody in a commercial for the NFL, it would be Huda.
Someone else won, but Huda really won.
Yeah, Amaya won, but Hood is the most famous from that season.
Yeah.
Which happens.
No commercials with Amaya Papaya anywhere.
Yeah. Because I don't think anybody knows Amaya Papaya. Like in the gym. Like,
I think she's more like in the beauty side of things. Like, I guess, like... makeup and stuff like that, but Huda, it's diverse, man.
Yeah, Huda was like viral on TikTok more than anybody else.
Yeah, a lot of crying though.
A lot of crash outs. Yes.
Sunny Bunny, hit the bricks.
Get out of here, Sunny Bunny.
Out of here.
Go find an iguana.
Snooping
hit
around.
The bricks.
The bricks. She's up to no good.
Where's the Senor Gato?
He's in the he was about to cough up a hairball, so I'm like, not on this carpet. No, take it over there. So I made him go in the back garage. He's like, ugh! I said,
oh yeah, when that animal does that.
Hey Tobin, you might have to come over here and fetch a couple iguanas for me, because they have for a couple months now, they have been pooping a lot in my backyard, and it's always so quick and we can never catch them.
Yeah, but I'm not doing a catch and kill. Like, I like to just do catch and release. You're gonna have
to get
an
catch and release it somewhere else. It's not my backyard.
What do you want me to do? So you want me? You imagine
me?
You
think
me
it's
catching...
not gonna just come back?
I hope not. It's been like about 2 months of just random poops.
All I gotta
everywhere.
Do is climb back over the fence and look. Oh,
everywhere. Hey. Okay, well then,
that's where we were.
Release
yesterday.
It like miles away from me. Put it back in the evergreen.
Oh, so let something. Me get this straight. You want Tobin to come over to your house, catch the iguanas, put him in his car, and drop him to undisclosed location.
Yeah, what do I look like, real Tarzan? I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
it's not that far. The Everglades is right there. Take him there.
Then you take him.
DM Tyrone Spong.
Get him, and he's also like notorious for this.
The little ones. He don't catch the big ones.
Scooby doesn't scare him off, because we've scared them all off. Because Sunny Bunny, that is the one thing she's done. She's basically roamed out here. Don't lay down there.
Okay.
Get out of here.
It's utter disrespect at this point.
Ridiculous, dude. All right. That's our show, everybody. Game Day Uncensored. Be back with you guys 9 a.m. on Sunday. Myself and Solana will get you ready for Dolphins and Colts. Omar Kelly will stop by the show. And we'll be back Monday with another edition of Tobin and Leroy. Leroy, you better not give me – it's week one. You better come with football takes. You better come with the football takes.
I'll break it down. I mean, like
– Do not start or end with
it's week one, baby. We'll talk to you on Monday.
I mean, it was so beautiful.
It's blasting. Blasphemous.
Baguettes, hey.
Words means words.
But they called it 25? Oh, gross.
Just because he is a back that fills a need doesn't mean he can fill that need.
Sango's a huge success, and for that?
Ooh. Can anybody corroborate this? Corroborate.
Hope you mother have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.